Now a little sunshine trying to peek out here. 48 degrees. Welcome to Easter Monday. It's the April 21st edition of the morning show. Hey, thank you very much for waking up with us as you do each and every day. I got to talk the Wapton Literary Club. Patty Lease in to talk with me here this morning. Patty, I've been looking forward to this all morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Did you have a good Easter?
We had a good Easter. We were up at our son's house for the weekend.
Fantastic. Good food and just hanging
good
with family.
Food and hanging with the boys.
I love that. I love that. Hey, let's talk Literary Club. You guys got a big event coming up here. Tell us about this.
We have our annual rummage sale that is on Friday and Saturday, all day Friday, Saturday morning, 8 to 5 Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday. And what is a literary club?
Fill us in here. I'm learning new things. You already educated me here.
Literary Club is a federated women's program. It was started in the early, late 1800s, 1897. And it was, because it's a federated women's club, it was a civic-minded group.
Okay.
And so it was a literary club that first started a library, and they started it in their home. So they would get like 500 books, and then when they got more, they had to move to another home that was larger, and it just kept getting bigger. And over the years, they ended up in the basement of the courthouse. And finally, Mrs. Leach and her husband decided enough. So they offered the building that is now the Leach Public Library, and that was donated by them in 1914. So we had our, going off a little bit for the Leach Library, we had our 100th birthday party last year. So,
but that's where it all was born. That's where it all got going.
That was where it all was born.
That's fantastic.
And when the Literary Club was trying to fund this new beginning of library business, they would have silver teas, bridge clubs, different parties, you know, so that they could support this group. Well, when Mrs. Leach and her husband started the Leach Library, they wanted it to be under the city government.
Okay.
And the city would then finance mm-hmm. the Leach Library, which it still does. So the Literary Club has moved on to other civic-minded groups. You know, we sponsor a blood drive. We are one of the members of the Christmas tree program that's at the Town Center Square. We do transitional kits, which are beginning when poverty or anyone is starting a new home,
mm-hmm.
you know, with towels and cooking utensils and dishes.
Wow.
And
that's amazing.
Whatever. We also do the food pantry backpacks. We are sponsor money towards Three Rivers Crisis Center, the Kinship Program, and we have kept the silver tea service tea.
I love it.
And it's for the senior girls in Wahpeton.
Uh-huh.
And it was initially, when they came years ago, they had to come in very formal dresses with white gloves and eat little tea sandwiches and drink coffee from a silver tea service. And so as things progress, we still do the senior girls' tea, and we still have a silver service.
Yeah.
Have little sandwiches or little desserts so that these girls can come for one little formal silver tea service.
What a great event.
And then we also do a Christmas party, and there we have prizes that we bid on, and that money then goes to one of our projects.
I had no idea that you were tied in with all of this. Seriously, you do a lot of good things for us.
It is. It's a good organization, and like all organizations, everything peters out a little bit.
Right.
You don't have a lot of members, but if you're interested in doing some civic-minded volunteerism, this is the place to go.
Yeah.
We meet monthly at the community center. It's the first Friday of the month at 1 o'clock. We, because we have so many snowbirds, we acknowledge that we don't meet in January and February.
Probably a good idea.
But we then meet in June, you know, just to meet our quota of meetings.
How many members do you have, Patty?
About 25.
Okay, mm-hmm. But you're looking for new members, too.
Always.
So,
yep.
What is the procedure of people listening to this? And it's like
they
this.
They can call me. They can call Karen Angstrom. They can call Bev McRoberts. And our fee, our dues is $35.
That's it, to be a part of this great club. Yep. All right. Folks, if you missed any of this conversation, it'll be up in on our website and podcast later on. What do you got there? You got read that. That is the greatest thing ever.
You know, because we're civic-minded and we do volunteer, one of the requirements for a federated program is that we have to list our volunteer hours.
Okay.
Whether it's and we list them in categories of church duties, civic duties, like if we volunteer at the Red Door Art Gallery, anything that we do for our volunteer hours, we keep track of and we submit them to the state organization. But there's a poem that's called "Why Do We Volunteer?" And it's not for money, it's not for fame, it's not for personal gain. It's just the love of fellow man, and it's just lending a helping hand. It's to give a little tithe of ourself, that's something you can buy that's something you cannot buy with wealth. It's not for medals, it's not for pride, it's not for that feeling, it's for that feeling deep inside. It's the reward down in your heart, it's knowing that you've been a part of a helping others far and near. That's what makes me a volunteer.
Wow, that's beautiful.
The author is unknown.
That's what you're all about. It's what the club's all about.
That is.
And again, folks, it's happening this Friday and Saturday, Wapton Community Center. And something for everyone is what I'm told.
It is.
So stop on down. Let me catch the times here. Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturday from 8 until noon. Patty, thanks so much for stopping by. Great to see you as always.
Thanks for having me.
And anything else you need to promote with the Literary Club, please feel free. You got an open door here, okay?
Thank you.
You bet. It's 925, the voice of the valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
If you want to drive a big limousine, I'll buy the longest one you've ever seen. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. If you want to own a great big mansion, well, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Well, I'm a fool, fool for you. Take a while, but I'll prove it's true. Well, if it's loving you want, well, I've got it. If it's money you want, then I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters and the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Across the ocean, I'll travel anywhere you take a notion. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters and the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. And if you want to own a great big mansion, well, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters and the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Yeah, I'm a fool, oh, for you. Take a while, but I'll prove it's true. Well, if it's loving you want, then I